welcome to episode 104 of the Cat Context podcast for the week of October 2nd, 2016. My name is Lior. Today we're going to talk a little more about Legion, a little about the latest expansion for Destiny. I totally forgot the name of that game. Was. You know, that game that Ellie plays and talks about, no one cares about. It's Destiny. And with me today, as usual, are my two co-hosts, Aralade and Alindriel. Ellie, I'm going to ask you first because I have a feeling I know what Aral's answer is going to be. But Ellie, how was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I had my parents in town, and we did a whole bunch of stuff, except now I'm kind of getting sick, and everybody in my house is getting sick again. Mm. It's like the third time in 5 weeks. It sucks.
That sucks. Toddlers, is that like a toddler thing?
Mm-hmm. They're tiny little germs. That's all they are.
They have no immune system, and this is the period of life in which your immune system just takes it all in. Just takes it all in and spreads it around and learns
all you
how
germs,
to...
just come on in. Get cozy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's like from 18 months to 24 months, you're basically typhoid child all the time, forever. And then it's done, but then you go to school and you still pick up every goddamn bug and bring it back.
Right.
So it'll never end.
I've talked to some people who said that once their kid went to daycare, they weren't 100% healthy for 18 years or something.
Yeah.
So
the kids will be fine. You will not. You will have a sore throat and a stuffy nose every day for the rest of your life. Welcome to parenthood!
What are you going
to
do? Yeah. We also went to this this cool place in Oakland called Fairyland, which is like a park that's like a really tiny version of what must have become the like Fantasyland at Disneyland.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's been there a long time, and like supposedly it helped inspire Walt Disney because it predates Disneyland. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Era, how's your weekend?
My weekend has actually been mostly okay because I am totally done making everything for Seattle. Yeah, that's actually 700 bottles of nail polish are like what 2 miles from where you sit right now. So you could totally go and take some right now.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's all right. That's going to be my life next weekend, I know.
Yes,
so.
Very exciting. Everyone in my house is also sick, and I am trying to not get sick through sheer force of will, because fuck you, I'm not getting sick. I have to fly on a plane.
You're not getting sick till you're at the con.
Yeah, I will come home with con crud, and then they will be well, and then they will get the con crud, and it will be, like, it will be beautiful.
You'll be like, I brought these germs back specially from the Pacific Northwest for you.
What did you bring me from Seattle, Mommy? The plague.
Hooray! I am super excited for next weekend.
I am also excited for next weekend. I think Ellie does not believe that it will actually occur until it occurs. Like, something will happen that will prevent us from being in the same physical space the same physical time. Like, it'll be like Time Cop, and we'll have warped reality.
There has been speculation that if Era and I are in the same room together, it causes some sort of, like, black hole of cynicism.
Yeah. Of cynicism? Black hole of cynicism? That sounds about right.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. And again, we say this every week, but now it's actually upon us. If you're going to be at Geek Girl Con this coming weekend, come to the Dragonsworn Cosmetics table. We're, like, got an excellent table right when you come into the exhibitors hall.
We're 116. You come in, turn left, and we're right there. Right at the top of the escalator. Also, if you're in Seattle and you're like, I'm not afraid of you, then we could totally do dinner at some point this weekend.
So consider whether you're in Seattle and Era's not afraid of
you.
Yeah. If we work
but
on
you
that.
Won't know until after you book the
it's
dinner.
True.
And then
it's true.
Get there and she'll either show up or not.
Yeah. I may just, my head may completely explode because that's people. I don't do people. And yet, I'm going to a convention to sell things. It's because salesmanship is like acting. So, like, I spend this entire week building up my theater sales persona.
It's capitalism. It does crazy things. Yeah. My weekend has been spent... I'm going to plug my little side project here. My weekend has been spent recording and editing segments for 31 Days of Scary Movies, which is a podcast series I'm doing in October, where every day I release a 5 to 10 minute podcast suggesting a new scary movie. And I did 11 episodes this weekend. So.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right?
my over-under on Lior's months of doing things is also around 15, so you're getting close.
That's that's what I've been doing this weekend. I've been talking with a whole bunch of people from previous podcast guests and people on Twitter and just by myself and all these movies. So if you like horror movies, it's hard to talk to yourself for like 7 minutes about a movie.
What's your favorite one you've talked about so far?
No, well, I kind of don't want to say because I'm making people actually have to listen to see what movies.
What is an interesting one?
I actually did one today with Mangle about Event Horizon, and he was extremely knowledgeable about Event Horizon and had some very interesting things to say about it and the production of it. So,
oh, how cool!
Yeah, that was a really fun one. So if you are looking for something scary to watch, go to learblog.com. I'm posting something every day. And instead of saying what the movie is, because, you know, you got to leave some mystery, I kind of give little tags. So, like, today is a Canadian horror musical. What is it? You'll have to listen to find out.
Are there more than one? That's very specific.
You know.
It is very specific. And yet, I don't think anyone will get it. So, Canadian horror musical. Good luck, everybody. That's what I did this weekend. I have no good segue here. Ellie, tell us about Destiny.
Oh, I have a good segue.
Oh,
except
it's too
you
late,
ruined
but,
it.
Okay,
I know. I was gonna bounce off Event Horizon because apparently Event Horizon is one of the new hotness guns in the new Destiny expansion.
So that's a good segue.
It's called Event. I know. I was gonna do it, and then we went somewhere else.
Apparently, all the guns have like inside joke names now. Like.
I mean,
you can't
probably.
Even, and don't even try, and yeah.
Yeah, there are a bunch like that.
There was a quest I came across in WoW yesterday that was called Turnaround Night Eyes. So then I had that song stuck in my head for the next 2 hours. Screw you, Blizzard. Sorry, yes, Destiny, it came out with an expansion. What's this one called?
I don't know.
So, big impact.
Iron something, Rise of Iron, Rise of Wolves, Iron Wolves. I legitimately
Destiny,
don't know.
Destiny shooty guns.
It was like hard. It was hard for me to look it up. It was hard for me to look it up to buy because I didn't know what the right name was. So,
wow, that's just sad.
I think it's called Rise of Iron. And it's about the Iron Wolves, which are like, I don't know, some. Apparently, they thought they were invulnerable guys, and then they turned out they weren't, because the big baddie from the expansion murdered all but one of them. So,
that's awkward.
Yeah, it's the same faction that has been doing this, like, once a month or so, like, ranked PvP, or not ranked, but, like, timed PvP event, so... now you get to learn more about them. It's the first time they've opened up like a new questing area, which is awesome because that shit was really overdue, like way overdue. The year two stuff, this is year three, year two stuff was all in the same environments as year one, just they dropped in some other enemies occasionally and
that's
it got boring, and a lot of people I know took long breaks from Destiny after a little bit. So far it's been fun. I guess like everything else with Destiny, there's no sort of in-game hints at how to increase your level or what you should be doing, and like there's like all these like breakpoints at which like gear starts getting better, like, you know, it's kind of tiered and like you really want to get to them, but it doesn't really tell you about it. So I've had to be asking people, which is it's fine. It's, like, good for community, I guess. And eventually you'd get there. So far it's been fun. I've not played that much, honestly.
How long have you, like, give us a number for hours?
Probably about 10 hours, 10 or 12 hours.
Okay. Is there a new level cap?
No. So you're still at 40, which is the same level cap as before, but they basically have a gear level type thing, light. I don't actually think it's technically capped anymore, which is weird. So 385 is the sort of, that's the top level that you're aiming for. 340 is the highest that you can get just from general drops, and then the like purpley things that you decrypt to like make random loot goes up to 365, which is kind of the 350, 365 is kind of like the target area to live in. Then 385 is the raid gear and endgame stuff. But I think with the exotics, which are the sort of hardest to find things, You can get slightly higher than that because those go higher than your current level, no matter what. So some people have been spotted above the stated level cap already, which weirded people out. Yeah.
So is this, you know, you said that people kind of got the, there's the usual MMO malaise in between expansions. Do you feel like this is bringing people back to the game?
It definitely has amongst my group. I know several people that are at least playing it casually again. I'm not expecting to go like crazy into it. I'm also playing WoW right now, and I still have 10 or 20 or 400 hours of Dragon Age to play, depending on how much side questing I do. I'm not really planning to do that, but it's nice to have, it's nice to be enjoying it again, because it's good to pick up and play for a short amount of time. And WoW, I always seem to like want to keep playing more than that.
How much is the expansion?
$30, maybe? 40? Right. It's on the scale of real game, right?
It's a real game.
But, no, I mean, like, it's on the scale of, like, a full-price game. It's not a $60 game, but it's not a $10 or $15 or $20 expansion. This is, like, a big expensive thing for them. And they do one a year, so. But they also have a cash shop now, so. Hooray.
What can you buy in the cash shop?
You can buy lock boxes. I mean, it's not exactly lock boxes. There's a set of gear that's not at the highest level, but it's random. It's basically buying some engrams, and I like the most interesting thing, that the only thing I have bought out of the cash shop is a new dance.
Okay, see, buying cosmetic stuff, I have no problem with that.
The lockbox thing, like anything that's randomized, is just irritating.
It is irritating. I agree with that. Yes. And I have not and do not plan to buy those. I think you can buy skins for your bikes and stuff. I think you can buy skins for your guns in there. Some of the new cool like special guns have like a, they added like a cosmetic skin slot to them, so you can make one of the guns, I don't know, look either like a military or like some weird alien shit, and it's the same gun underneath with a little thing you drop in there, and that's cool. I don't know. I hope I can get them in the game somehow also, but I don't actually know if you can.
It's not subscription, right? You just buy the
no,
boxes.
You just buy it. Yeah. Yeah.
So. Given that, and with once a year, I can see coming up with some sort of scheme by which people can give you money between expansions. So I can understand that from having a cash shop perspective.
Yeah, and it's relatively maxed out. I mean, it's not cheap, but it is maxable. So you can't just... I think there would be no point in spending infinite amounts of money on lockboxes in Destiny. So that's
right.
Good.
Yeah, that does make it better. That's cool. Nice. So sounds like you're having a good time.
Yeah, it's fun anyway.
Fun enough.
That's what we're playing games for, apparently. For fun.
I forgot one of the most, actually, the most interesting changes that they added is that they finally added, people have been asking for, like, personal matchmaking for a long time. Everything was always randomized. It was basically, like, arenas, and you dropped in on a team, or battlegrounds, maybe, more like that. You got dropped in on a team. You could join as a group and do the thing, but they basically made it so you can make private matches and customize the rules in those private matches to some degree. So there's a lot of hope that this will spawn some like external tournaments and stuff like that, which I think is cool, because it's one of the things. I don't really expect this to get massive, and I think they even sort of have a stated cap on the size of, you know, the size of tournament that you can run on the back of their servers without other agreements in place. But, you know, I think the community, the PvP community, is pretty excited about the ability to, like, throw something on Twitch and put together a, you know, a high-end tournament or something. And,
nice.
So that's a really cool change.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. The other thing, you mentioned it, and that I've been playing, is still Legion, still playing it. A bunch of us have got to the level of being able to do our regular mythics, which I've just dipped my toes into, and actually make you pay attention to things like mechanics. Who knew?
Sweet.
At some point, we wanted to CC something, and I was confused and scared.
Did you need to CC something, or was Kinch just marking things like he always did?
No, we actually needed to CC things. There are things. I would say we did... Heroic, Violet Hold, and somewhere else, I can't remember. And there was maybe like three wipes on bosses throughout the whole thing. So definitely, you know, it's a challenge. And you're probably going to expect to die right now at the level that we're at. And then once you do your first mythic, you get mythic keystones. And you can go and start doing like plus one mythic and plus two. And once you get past plus four and up, I know, four and up, bosses start getting Diablo-like prefixes. You know, ones will be a waller and one will have lasers and one will blah, blah, blah. And you know what it is.
They have like fire auras and stuff like that.
Yeah, fire auras. I think there's one that turned all your overhealing into damage during the fight.
Oh, man, that's harsh.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that in my back pocket. Better hope I'm liking the party.
Never bring a druid.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of fun. So things like that that are really going to dynamically change. There's one that gives you more trash, which is like, woo, more trash. But, you know, that's your prefix for that particular thing. Mythics, at least, I believe, at the regular level, they have a 3-day lockout. So I'm pretty sure that is sustained as you get higher and higher. So it's kind of an interesting iterative concept on dungeons.
Yeah, that seems cool. Like, how do you get the keystone, the next keystone? Do you just like do it and then once you beat that one you can crank it up to the next level and then you keep doing that?
Yeah, and then your keystone is good for like 3 days and then you just keep going up and up and up until you get to the most you can do and then you start over from the bottom again.
Oh, so you have to start over every few days and
run it? I believe so, yes.
All right, that, so it's like the worst version of the Trial of the Crusader.
right. Yeah, although, you know, the bosses do, they gain different abilities. In some cases, there are additional bosses and, of course, the prefixes. So while it is Trial of the Crusader concept, it is different significantly each time you run it enough that you're going to have to change your strategy.
And so, if you're aiming for 6 or 7 plus or whatever they call it, then you're probably pretty good at all the other ones. And they, you know, does Violet Hold still have this Violet Hold thing going on where it's like, you have to wait for the scripted event to go for like 45 minutes, even though there's only like 4 minutes worth of fight in there?
Yes. I was actually excited. My first mythic I did was Violet Hold, and I was like, hey, cool, because we all know that one so well, because we all read it over and over again in Burning Crusade. So at least it won't be strange map.
Yeah, I used to be able to solo that, or some of it. I remember doing that.
Yeah, it's definitely challenging. That was one, I think we died like 3 times. But, you know, it was fairly obvious deaths. Like, oh, okay, the boss is going to do this. Now we know that. And now we can come back and kill it again next time. I really enjoy it. I've seen people running around with up to +7 mythic gear. I am not that good. I will do +1. The other thing is, once you get to +2 and above, you're also on a timer. So to get the best rewards, you want to go the fastest. And there are tiers of rewards, so you don't have to do the fastest to get any reward, but to do the best ones, you. And of course, as you keep adding levels to it, you get better gear. So that's, your +7 mythic gear will be better.
It's kind of cool. I don't know. I'm interested. I'm still like level 106 or whatever. So
yeah, I think this is... For a guild like ours, or a group of friends like ours, where we're not really into, like, you know, big organizing stuff, being able to do difficulty, ramping difficulty 5-mans is really cool.
Yeah, I think it sounds awesome for exactly the sort of thing that we tried to do in Pandaria, where we had, like, because we got to the point where we had, you know, 10 or 15 people around, maybe online at the same time, maybe not, and then, but realistically, there was no chance of us even trying to do like a crappy raid or anything like that. So just being able to grab a few people and do one of these things seems pretty cool. Especially with cross realm groups and stuff, right? Like that, I mean, that's been around for a little while now, but that's like a great innovation to this because you can always go pick one more person up.
Yeah, exactly. Like we needed another person the other night. And so I was just, you know, hit up all my friends on Battle.net who are Horde. Anyone who's Horde, come do a mythic with us.
Yeah.
I do love that flexibility. I really like the fact that they've taken... That was one of the great things I loved about Diablo 3, and they've taken that kind of flexibility, and they have added it to WoW, which is pretty cool. It looks like with 7.1, I don't know when 7.1 is coming out, but they're going to further that. There's a button called, like, Quick Join, and no one knows what it does. So...
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to see what the magical quick join button does. I assume it's going to be some sort of automatic grouping for something? So they could be working on that further. One of the joys of being casual in an MMO is I don't actually read patch notes or care about things.
Everything is a magic surprise.
I just have to get mad when, like, my thing doesn't work right or something.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I caught Vajra looking at, like, Death Knight something, the forum on WoW, and he was like, blah, 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 or patch notes changed. I'm like, you're casual. You don't care. No one cares.
So I started playing a Death Knight because I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I'm like, oh, I'll try this, and then I was like, oh, it's kind of fun. I'll just keep playing for a while. And so I basically just decided to go that, or not a Demon Hunter, not Death Knight, Demon Hunter. Yeah, I just tried to decide to keep going that way. And I was trying to figure out how I got my second weapon, like my second artifact weapon, because they like, there's this one part of the thing where they tell you to go somewhere, but then it didn't really tell me who to go talk to. And then the only quest I had was to go talk to Khadgar, and then I like just was like, then I did some Khadgar quest that was not related at all and was completely lost. And so I went to WoWhead, because that's what you do, to like go figure it out. And there was no indication of what I was supposed to do. I finally found it, but along the way I found like the rotation stuff, and I was like, it's like completely over my head, and I was like, started to look at it, and I was like, I think this makes sense. And I was like, you know what? I don't care. I just don't care. I'm just going to press the button that makes me turn into a huge demon and breathe fire over all the people. And I don't care if it's the most damage or the most threat. It's awesome.
Yes. I think until one starts getting into plus whatever mythics, it doesn't really matter. And even then, I mean, you know, it's not cutting edge raid content. It's hard, but I mean, you know, you're probably going to want to know what your buttons do by that point. But I don't think there's a whole lot of labor intensive planning that goes into that stuff, which is great. I mean, that is, I'm really happy about this. And I'm hoping there seems to be a big change in the Guard going out at Blizzard right now. And I'm hoping they continue on this trajectory, because I really like some of the stuff they've done with Legion. I think it's very casual friendly. I love world quests. World quests are the best.
I haven't done any of them yet. I'm excited.
You have to be 110, but they're just so snackable, which I hate myself for saying because that's a marketing term, but they really are.
Snackable. Man, I feel dirty that you said that.
Is it lunchable too?
No, that's a product. No, because they are, because you can just log on and be like, I got 20 minutes. I'm going to do two of these quests that count towards a meta quest. Yay, I got a chest of loot, bye. You know, it's really, really easy to log on and play for 20 minutes or play for 3 hours. I really enjoy the flexibility in Legion.
I'm glad you're having fun.
Legion's been out for a while, so I can blow the story, I think. I killed Ysera today.
Why would you do this to me? Why would you bring this up? I haven't even been drinking.
So there's no more green dragon flight, is that right? They're just gone.
They're all nightmare dragons now.
That's a bummer.
That's physically impossible. How has no one writing this game ever played anything that comes... See? Why did you do this? I don't even have a beer!
And there's no more black dragons either, except for Prince What's-His-Name, right?
That's not true. They're all in Outland, in Blade's Edge Mountains.
Oh, okay.
Also, there's that one guy who broke away from the black dragon flight that lives with the stone people, the stone trolls.
Huh. Is that Prince What's-His-Name from Pandaria?
Nope.
Raytheon is what you're going for.
Raytheon is the one, yeah. Okay.
No, it's the guy who... Remember, he's a black dragon? Like, you're helping the stone trolls.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's a secret black dragon. Yeah,
he's like a shaman with, like, stuff. And then at the end, he's like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm a black dragon. And, like, I think you're supposed to be like, holy shit, there's a black dragon. He's probably going to eat me. And he's like, no, it's cool, guys. I don't hang out with the Black Dragon Flight anymore.
That's right.
They kicked me out when I was a little baby because I didn't eat somebody or something.
Yeah, it was like that. I'm a cool black dragon. You're like, okay, that's cool, whatever. Okay. That's awesome. Yeah, so...
I'm pretty sure we're breaking Arrow right now.
Oh, no, Arrow, I'm sorry. I was sad. I was sad to kill Ysera. I feel like anytime I hang out with Malfurion and Tyrande, like, shit just goes off the rails. Like, those two need to settle down.
That is not surprising. Wait, so, okay, so I haven't... Which one is that in?
Val'Shirah.
Which one is that one?
It's one of the zones. It's the Night Elfie zone.
Okay. I've done the Torin one, and now I'm doing the Vrykul one.
Oh yeah, Stormheim. That's my favorite.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. There's titans and shit. So
that's... yeah, and you get to like fly to the top of mountains to duel dragons and shit. It's very metal.
Yeah, and then because you're a demon hunter, you jump off the top of the mountains and grow big ass demon wings from your back and float all across the countryside.
Yeah, I mean, I talked before about how I like the quests. I'm doing currently the Suramar quest line, which is sort of the 110 zone, and they have a bunch of story quests there, and they're all fun. It's a pretty good little expansion. Sorry about Ysera.
So I don't want that sucks, but like, if they're all Nightmare Dragons, does that mean that we're finally gonna get an Emerald Dream instance?
The raid that opened on last week was Emerald
Dream. Oh, is it? Is it the Emerald Dream raid? See? Casual, awesome.
Yes. And we actually went in, like, five of us from the guild and did LFR for the first three bosses in Emerald Nightmare. So, which is another cool thing that we can do that and have the...
Do you get to save/redeem Ysera and get some good green dragons back at the end?
Only the first wing is open, so I don't know. But I'm pretty sure Ysera's dead because I killed her.
Yeah, but you've killed a lot of people and they're always there.
That is true.
Remember when we killed Illidan, and now he's my class leader.
Apparently, there's people on YouTube watching us and talking. I've been notified. I don't know who you are or how I can see what it is you're saying, but thank you.
Oh, it is Muspelful.
Oh, hi. I knew you. Hi.
Unfortunately, Suramar gets kind of annoying once they start making you run around the elite section of the city. That is the comment.
Yes, that is true. At some point, you get the ability to wear a Suramar costume, so you can run around there without being eaten by all the elites, but it is really kind of touch and go, and sometimes they just want to eat you anyway. Suramar is kind of intense. But I
What kind of people are in Suramar?
They are mana addict elf zombies. basically, yeah. And then sometimes there's a new currency that you get when you get to that level called ancient mana, and your quest givers, sometimes you have to give them ancient mana because they've just like junkied out and can't help you. And they're like, I'll give you this quest, but I need 400 ancient mana, man. And you're like, okay, good. Now I'm a pusher.
Ellie, they're the same mobs as, like, the starting Blood Elf zone.
Yeah, that makes sense. I figured. Cool.
Yeah.
Those mana addicts are... That part of the Blood Elf zone is cool.
I'm glad they have cleaned up enough that they can run a city.
I mean, they didn't say that we're running it well, right?
Yeah, some of them are... they kicked out other ones and they put up a big purple force field. It's all crazy in there. I mean, and I don't actually read quests, so I did it. I killed Arrow.
Does anyone else want to sell things in Seattle this weekend? Because I cannot spend time with someone who doesn't read quest text.
I'm gonna sit there and be like, so what's the deal with dragons?
Oh god.
Well, they're like, don't worry, there's gonna be plenty of time to learn all about the dragons.
Yeah, if we don't have business, there will be 8 hours of me telling you everything about dragons.
Wait, so your iconography is a dragon.
It is specifically Warcraft dragons, in fact. The Dragon Sworn are a prestige class. My RP character is a special snowflake, as all RP characters must be.
See, Lior, you will know.
Oh boy, I'm rethinking. It's going to be wonderful, and I will come away with a greater understanding of WoW lore.
Not like it fucking matters anymore. They've shit all over it, and it's...
So we were asked another question in our YouTube channel, because now I'm paying attention to our comments.
Hi people, thanks for commenting.
Oh, are black dragons the same as green dragons?
No, the black flight and the green flight are completely different. What are you doing?
I'm reading the comments.
Why would you think that?
doesn't even understand why you would ask that question. Why would you ask that question?
I mean, I know Ellie is colorblind, but I didn't think he was that colorblind. I mean, the black dragons are, they're the deep places, they're the earth, and, like, and, okay, so the difference is, all right, red dragons are sentient life. Green dragons are, like, greenery life, and black dragons are physical earth, like, support, wisdom, that kind of...
Which one breathes acid?
That's good. That's good. I like that.
Green dragons can breathe acid. It depends on the dragon in question.
Which ones did Nenelle ride?
She did not ride dragons. She had fire lizards. Really? Are you seriously? Y'all seriously want to mix, like, Kryn and...
Yes! Yes! Okay, well, this podcast has accomplished everything I wanted out of it. Speaking of things that people watch, and since we've already talked about Destiny and Legion, I got a question for y'all.
Yes.
Have you guys been watching Luke Cage?
Nope.
Not yet.
Well, I can't say anything then.
I'm, like, super far behind on TV because we've been having baby sleeping problems and work time, and when that wasn't going on, Talon was playing Legion all evening during our TV watching time. So
obviously the answer is don't play Legion.
I mean, no.
Wait a second. Well, I will not give anything away. We're on, like, episode 5 or something like that. It's really good. And
Is it a worthy successor to Jessica Jones?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, see, that's my problem. Jessica Jones is, like, a blinking neon
no but it doesn't have any of those things that you don't like about Jessica Jones and Luke Cage.
Does it still have the Daredevil Foley artists? Because that's why I can watch Daredevil.
That I don't know, because I don't care about Foley work.
Well, I mean, but you would notice it if there.
No, but I didn't watch Daredevil because I don't like
it. Oh, okay. Does it sound particularly squishy when they beat people to death?
I don't think... Oh, well, there was a scene where someone got beat to death and it was a little squishy.
Yeah, no. Same crew, can't do it.
Yeah, right. So season 2 of Daredevil I found harder to watch than the first season. And I know
that
how you and I feel
so,
about
so
the
that
first...
would be like an Elon Musk nope rocket.
Right, well, because the second season has... The Punisher, and
ooh boy,
and the Punisher in the Punisher's bad anyway, and then in the style of Daredevil, the Punisher is hard to difficult to watch. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
See, that's fun. I did not watch the second season of Daredevil, though I watched most of the first season.
I liked the second season better, I think, because it had less Vincent D'Onofrio.
Vajra watched it and was really mad because I guess the Punisher, like, cries at some point, and that was just, like, totally a bridge too far. The Punisher does not weep. There is no weeping Punisher. He really could not stand for that. I just got mad in the second season, and if you haven't seen the second season of this, and I'm going to blow it for you, because he starts dating his assistant chick, or there's, like, a romance going on there, and that just made me really angry.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember her name right now. What's her name?
Karen.
Karen, yeah.
Yeah, and then I think at the time she doesn't know his true identity or whatever, and I'm just so over movies where people date people without them knowing their true identity. That's not
so
cool.
So that is totally true. That is, like, I really hate Daredevil, and he's not supposed to be likable. He's really not, but, like, man, just fucking, like, just cut it out already. Like, I don't, like... Just, like, all the scenes that didn't have Daredevil were better than the scenes that had Daredevil.
Interestingly, that's actually why I enjoy the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie. Because they... No, let me finish.
Because,
no.
For all the scenes that Ben Affleck's not in?
No. The whole secret identity thing. There's a scene at the end where Elektra is beating the shit out of him because Daredevil killed her father. And then... she's like, I have to look into the eyes of my father's killer as you die. She rips his mask off and she's like, oh, Matt, I'm so sorry. How could I possibly have believed it was you? Obviously, you've been framed. And I was like, yes, finally, somebody fucking gets it. It makes sense. Jesus Christ, logical internal consistency. So I really like that movie for that reason.
Yeah, but you know what wasn't good is Elektra.
See, I didn't know that actually existed. until right this second?
I think it was. Wasn't there an Elektra movie? I'm pretty sure
I watched. Yeah, there was. Jennifer Garner. Yeah, there was.
Well, Jennifer Garner played Elektra in the one that Arrow's talking about. Also,
yes, right. But there was also an Elektra movie. Okay, that did not do
yeah.
That.
Talon and I sat through that shit show. That was so bad.
I'm so
bad. Maybe Arrow would like it, though, because she apparently likes Ben Affleck as Daredevil, so...
No, right.
Unlike the rest of the world.
It had nothing to do with it being Ben Affleck. It's that I get really frustrated with these secret identity kind of stories when it's always... And then, you know, they reveal the secret identity, and yet they still believe whatever bullshit frame job... Because that's always in these stories. It's a standard trope. And they always believe whatever bullshit frame job, even though, like, they know the actual identity really, really well, or whatever. That's why I really like that scene, and I appreciate that it existed.
Yeah, I thought Elektra in the second season of Daredevil was pretty cool. I thought they did a good job with her, but then
the Punisher weeps, which is not acceptable.
Apparently.
Yeah, but I've, like... never been really into the Punisher, so I didn't really care.
I think, isn't that like a teenage boy thing? Teenage boys are really into the Punisher.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't want to read a lot of comics as a teenage boy. I like tried to read Spawn because somebody told me it was like cool and dark and gritty, and like I kind of like the glossy pages and stuff, but like I also was like, I know I'm buying this because my friend told me to buy this rather than because I care.
I still own the first 100 issues of Spawn. I have them in a box upstairs.
Sweet. I mean, Spawn, I like, having gone back and looked at Spawn, it's better than I remember.
I really like the idea of Spawn, and then I sit and think about it for a little while longer, and it gets a little disturbing. It's mostly, I like the world a lot, and I am extremely fond of Angela, which is why I'm still angry with Neil Gaiman's stupid little shit fit about that, and it's like, well, I'm going to sell her to Marvel now, which is still upsetting me. The animated series Spawn is really, really excellent. It holds up really well. It's still great to this day, and it's like 20 years old.
Okay, cool. But not the movie.
No,
I didn't mind the movie. I did not read any of the comics or anything, but I thought the movie was okay. Mm-hmm. And I thought John Leguizamo as the clown guy was really good.
John Leguizamo was excellent. My problem with the movie is, again, it goes back to the whole... There's a whole backstory, I mean, business backstory bullshit behind Angela, the character. And so she's got a cameo scene in the movie. She just walks by. And it's not credited. They don't acknowledge it. It's just there for people who read the comics. Holy shit, that's Angela. And she doesn't do anything. And it's really frustrating. Because she's my favorite. Right.
That's fair enough. Well, for what it's worth, I'm really enjoying Luke Cage. And it doesn't have any of the subject matter from Jessica Jones that might make people uncomfortable. Although... Yeah. It is still squishy in parts, so I understand if you want to skip it for that. But I'm enjoying it. I'm having a good time. And Luke Cage is such a fun character. Like, you know, it's hot. You got to root for Luke Cage. He's, like, on the straight and narrow. He's indestructible. He's on the straight and narrow. And he takes off his shirt a lot.
Yeah. He did that in Jessica Jones, too. That was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah. So, you know, for all those reasons, watch Luke Cage is what I'm saying. It's pretty fun.
It's also cool. Also cool to have a black main character superhero thing.
Yeah, and it's set in Harlem, and it feels very authentic from that perspective. So I think that's cool. All right, that's it. This is a podcast.
Wait, I there was at least one more question in the YouTube comments.
Oh my god!
Should I read
YouTube
it?
Oh, yeah, no. Do it.
Is this going to upset
somebody?
Me?
Somebody asks, can you please explain the difference between Drakes and Dragons?
Age, and that's it.
And all. Oh, there's another one I missed. Which one was in Harry Potter?
They have a ton of dragons in Harry Potter. They're magical creatures, part of the world.
But which Dragonflight?
Which Dragonflight was that? I think they're trying to get Arrow's goat. That's
they're trying
I
to get my dragons. What they're trying here? To get.
They're trying to get our dragons.
Dragons eat goats.
Yeah, and
I saw it in Jurassic Park.
Depending on which piece of WoW lore you read, dragons are immortal and they can choose to mature whenever they feel like it. So that's
weird.
Well, I mean, it's there's no set maturity.
Can they go back? Like, if they're old, no. if they're old, well, can they be like, I wish I was
bronze,
young again?
Yes.
Only sort of, though, right? Because don't they fuck with the space-time continuum when they do that?
Yes. And, in fact, all of the blue dragons currently living were brought back as eggs before they were killed by Deathwing.
Oh, so could we, like, do, like, crazy time-shifting and create a green dragonflight again?
Theoretically, yes.
Wait, I have a question. Can we go back to Outland and help the Burning Legion? Or Thrall or whatever?
What?
Remember when Arrow got super mad about, like, us going to help the demon, the orcs not drink the demon's blood?
No, I got super mad. Yeah. Because if you've created an alternate Azeroth where their orcs have never come, where there's never been a dark portal, and orcs have never drank demon blood and have never come to Azeroth, Azeroth is, like, perfect. There's no blight, there's no undead, there's still, I mean, there's still high elves, not blood elves, Westfall is beautiful, there's no Defias. Why would you ever want to make that go away? Why would you want to change that and make it back to the shit heap that the Dark Portal turned
into? Well, because it's your shit heap.
We're wrapping it up here. There's no more dragons. Dragons with Aerolade. I feel like we need a little side thing here.
We need some interstitial music so we can move over to that
segment. Yeah, exactly. Now it's time for the Dragons with Aerolade segment. It's okay, you guys. I'm going to be drunk in person with her at an MP3 recorder next weekend, so it's going to work out.
This can't end badly.
We're going to have lots of fun.
As long as we don't destroy the world by being in the same room.
Yeah, if we don't destroy the world. That's step one.
Yeah.
Then beer. That's step two. Oh,
it's so like when they were going to turn on the Large Hadron Collider and people were like, not quite sure if the world was going to end.
I was a little nervous about that. I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous. Thank you for watching and or listening. Thank you, Muspafel and Andrew, for putting questions in YouTube. That was delightful. And please feel free to come back anytime and ask more questions to drive.
I promise we'll watch it next time.
Yeah. And thank you, Core, for alerting us to the fact that there were questions in YouTube. We'll be back in 2 weeks. As I said, if you like horror movies, check out leorblog.com, because not only will you find a short 5 to 10 minute podcast there every day suggesting a horror movie, you'll also find Cat Context Podcast. I'm on Twitter at @HeyIt'sLeor. Aerolade's on Twitter at @Aerolade. And again, GeekGirlCon next weekend. Be there. Come say hi. We give high fives.
Do you? Do you really want to say that?
I will totally give high fives. I'm going to have hand sanitizer there at the table.
That is how you, I was going to say, that is how you get the plague.
I feel like high fives, I'm ready to commit to high fives.
Yeah, I've got hand sanitizer, it's fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm ready for that.
All right.
We will do that.
Do you have special gloves with dragon claws on them?
Why would I have special gloves with dragon claws on
them? We're selling nail polish!
I have to show off my fingers, dumbass. These are my dragon claws.
Nice.
All right.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you. Goodbye. Bye.
Hi.
Broadcast is over.